preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, we say grace. We say ma'am. Hey, don't give a damn. Well, we do give a damn here on this show. The Trump phenomenon at, well, on January 15th, 2019, I'm James Kelso. We are live with our discussion of the Trump phenomenon for the next brief hour, and I invite you to get involved at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's see, where shall we begin? Trump phenomenon events in the last 24 hours. Well, one thing of note, the crazy, loony left, the dictatorial left, is trying to run a great man out of the United States Congress simply for being intelligent, and that's Steve King of Iowa. And he is being, this is going to be something to watch here. Iowa, as I understand it, I think Iowa only has one Republican congressman. That's amazing in and of itself. But Steve King, let me look up his district. is for merely considering, for merely touching upon, or even approximating a discussion of the right of the white race to exist, to survive. This is considered utterly unacceptable. And the far left, the thought police, are trying to run Steve King out of Congress. And sadly, joining in are baying hounds from the Republican Party like Mitt Romney. So let me look up that story right now. Let me look Mr. King up here. And of course, if we can't, I mean, just think to yourself how far this has gone, how bad this is. Now, you and I, completely out of power, they haven't yet been able to ban us from being able to speak about who we are. But they'll get to us. They start at the top. They start with people like Congressman Steve King, let's find his district here, the 5th Congressional District in Iowa. I think it's in North. Ah, okay. Iowa has 5 congressmen, and Steve King's district is the entire western third of the expanse of Iowa. So he's right up against my family's home turf of Omaha, Nebraska, and Lincoln, Nebraska. But Omaha is right there on the other side of the Missouri River from Council Bluffs, Iowa. And when you drive up here to North Dakota, you're going to go through Sioux City, Iowa, as you drive up along the Iowa-Nebraska state line there, head into South Dakota, and then up to North Dakota. So he's in my neck of the woods. And the let's see what the history of Steve King in the House is. King is an opponent. Here's what Wikipedia has to say about it. See where they go with this. Is an opponent of immigration and multiculturalism. He has a long history of racist and anti-immigrant rhetoric. Boy, they got some really, really... King has spoken favorably of white supremacist ideas, specifically against Jews, African Americans, Latinos, and immigrants in general, and has supported European right-wing populist and far-right politicians accused of racism and Islamophobia. For much of King's congressional tenure, Republican Party politicians and officials were largely silent about his rhetoric and frequently sought his endorsement and campaigned with him because of King's popularity with Iowa conservative voters. A short time before the 2018 election, the National Republican Congressional Committee withdrew funding for King's reelection campaign, and its chairman, Steve Stivers, condemned King's conduct. Now, see, now notice Wikipedia, they're right on top of this. Boy, they want to run this guy out of Congress. In a January 2019 interview, King questioned why terms such as white nationalist and white supremacy were considered offensive. Actually, not in the interview. He clarified what he said. He specified what he said. He was wondering why the term white civilization was offensive. And then the New York Times jammed white nationalist and white supremacy into that sentence, which is not what he said. He said, why is Western civilization considered offensive? Donald Trump uses the term all the time. As a result, King was removed from all of his House committee assignments by the Republican Steering Committee on January 14th. That's yesterday. The Anti-Defamation League, an organization founded to oppose anti-Semitism and other forms of bigotry, has denounced him and called for him to be censured. The Washington Post has described King as the congressman most openly affiliated with white nationalism. Now, let me connect a dot here that, well, let's go into his history here as a congressman. In 1996, Steve King was elected to Iowa's to an Iowa Senate district, which he won better than 2-1. He served as an Iowa state senator from 96 to 2002. He helped to eliminate the inheritance tax. And in 2002, he ran for Iowa's 5th congressional district. King finished first in a four-way Republican primary with 31% of the vote. He then won 51-47. No, he won in the general election 62-38, almost 2-1. 2004, he won re-election. Again, almost 2-1, 63-37. Won all but one county. 2006, he won 59-36, all but two counties. In 2008, 60-37. This is a popular congressman. 2010, won 66-32. He won all 32 counties. 2012, and he, what was his victory? 2012, remember, Obama's on the ticket. He ran against, he won 53-45. Now, the Democrats threw $7 million at him in that campaign. 2014, he won with 62% of the vote. In 2016, now with Donald Trump on the ticket, he won with 61.2% of the vote. The Democrat got 38.6. In this last election, 2018, this is the closest of his elections, he got 50.3% of the vote. The Democrat got 47%. Libertarian was in the race. Charles Aldrich got 2% of the vote. Boy, Charles Aldrich, another one of these Libertarian candidates who might defeat the candidate we want to win by drawing votes away from him. And King is considered an outspoken fiscal and social conservative. Now, see, this is language in his Wikipedia article that preceded the latest heating up of the Steve King article with the racist canard. He was on the Judiciary, Agriculture, and Small Business Committees, from which he was removed yesterday. Now, this is a very serious thing, to remove a congressman from his committees. But basically what's going on here is a lynching of Steve King. He has a 100% rating from the National Right to Life Committee. Let's see how the NRA rates him. I'm sure it's 100%. They don't list it here. He's against the global warming hoax, calling it a religion. Very good. He has endorsed and strongly supported Donald Trump. So there you go. And here they go, attempting to tar and feather Steve King. Well, folks, if it becomes impermissible for white people to defend their own interests, look out. I mean, that is a reign of terror over us. And if we can't even speak in our own interests, remember, we're talking about speaking, opening your mouth and saying, hey, you know what? I'm proud of my people. That's basically what it amounts to. Hey, I'm proud of my people. Can't say that. And then everything else is just a manifestation of that. It's an elaboration upon that. At that point, the only thing you're allowed to say about your people is, I'm ashamed of my people. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm sorry I was ever born. I wish we would all go away. That's the only permissible thing. Well, so that's a very interesting topic for discussion here tonight. If you want to call in at 800-313-9443. And let's see what's at the top of other news. Oh, here's a great one. I'm going to a completely other story here. But this is a great article at Breitbart by Joel Pollack. And in it, let's see here, let me refresh this article. What a title. Time to scrap the FBI and start over. Boy, this is a bold column. The mainstream media is running feverish headlines about President Donald Trump's supposed links, or lack thereof, with Russia, after the New York Times reported last Friday that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, had opened an investigation into whether Trump was, in fact, working for the Russians. Now, I should have warned you not to be eating while we read this, because you might choke on your food. This is so absurd. Not this article. Joel Pollack's got a great article here. Listen to what he says. I love what he says. But this, you know, the same media that's trying to lynch Steve King here, of course, they're trying to lynch Donald Trump as well. The Times report indicated that the FBI had opened its investigation into Trump after he fired then FBI Director James Comey in May 2017. Democrats seized on that report in the New York Times as if it added weight to the ongoing conspiracy theory of collusion between the Russian government and Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Over the weekend, the Washington Post added fuel to the media fire, the lynching party, by reporting that Trump concealed parts of his meetings with Russian Vladimir Putin from other administration officials, which should not have been a surprise given that the Post itself published leaked transcripts of Trump's conversations early in his administration with the leaders of Mexico and Australia. We'll come right back to this after this break.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say back. So.
That's that. George in Texas is on the line. Hang on, George. We'll get to you. The let's go return to this article and I get to the great point that Pollack makes. Joel Pollack, a brilliant article. Let me find the article. Here it is. Joel Pollack. But it is the report about the FBI that remains at the top of the headlines, with several mainstream media outlets reporting Trump's denials of both reports as if they were somehow evasive, deficient, or suspiciously vociferous. What is particularly here? Now, here's the point that Pollack makes. What is particularly concerning is not the substance of the accusation about Trump, for which no evidence exists, but rather the fact that the FBI would react to the constitutional exercise of presidential duties by investigating the president mere months after spying on Trump campaign associates and excusing Hillary Clinton's misdeeds. And remember, spying on Trump campaign associates, they're not spying on Trump campaign associates. They were spying on Trump. They were using Carter Page as an entree into the Trump tower communications network so that they could spy on everybody in the Trump campaign, which is what they did. And this is with the, well, let me continue here. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee said on Monday that the FBI's leadership needed a vacuum cleaner. Joel Pollack comments, at this stage, that may be too little, too late. The FBI, as such, may never recover the public trust. Let that sink in. That's the point of this brilliant article. The best solution, now get this, this is breathtaking. This is original thinking. The best solution may be to scrap the FBI and start fresh with a reorganized agency under a new name and with an improved commitment to neutrality and accountability. I say to this, hear, hear. I'll pause for just a second. We'll come back to Joel Pollack's idea. He is the senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. Co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, available from Regnery. So I say bravo, Joel Pollack, for this article. And the, you know, it's rotten. He's right. How does the FBI recover? And remember this, how rotten is this? The cover-up at the FBI continues. Nobody has been brought to justice at the FBI. Nobody has been indicted for any, even misdemeanor. Some people have been fired, but that was just a smokescreen. That was a cover-up just to get those people off the front page and out of the public's eye. The crimes committed at the top of the FBI, attempting to sabotage the Trump campaign. And by the way, why are they going after Donald Trump? Let's connect it with the opening Steve King story here. These are two white guys who love their people, love us, love their civilization, and have the guts to want to defend it. And that is impermissible. What is Trump derangement syndrome? Why do these people, what are they so incensed about Donald Trump? Why? What bothers them? What drives them to distraction about Donald Trump? Why is he, does he have an effect upon these left-wing people, like these FBI people? Beyond anything we've ever seen. Ronald Reagan didn't affect him this way. You know, Barry Goldwater didn't affect him this way. You know, you can do a list of various people who are to the right. It is impermissible. It is politically, as Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard saying, it's politically incorrect to be proud of your people as a white person. Period. That's it. That's it. And then the corollaries of being proud of your people, of course, is you want to live, to survive. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey, we're back, folks. And the article we're reading is by Joel Pollack. And he says, the FBI is toast. Its reputation cannot be restored. Better to clean the Augean stable by starting over. And when things get bad enough with anything, any kind of an organization, that is the way to go. Time to scrap the FBI and start over. And the rot at the FBI that attempted and very nearly succeeded. Well, they're not done. Wait a minute. They're not done with their coup against Donald Trump. The House has not yet been cleaned. And remember, the rot was at the top. For sure, we don't know how far down that rot extended. We have no idea. There's constant discussion of, well, you know, this doesn't include the rank and file. The rank and file are wonderful. They're just wonderful. They're completely really good guys. And, well, wait a minute. Hold your horses here, folks. If the top is rotten from stem to stern. The James Comey FBI was rotten at the top. What is the reason to believe that rot did not extend downwards? That's a question. Here's another question. If everybody below the top is just peachy keen, why didn't they do anything about a rotten top sitting on top of them? These are supposedly, you know, these are high-powered people. These are FBI agents. These are people with a lot of power. Why did they meekly acquiesce in being the underlings of a totally rotten agency at the top? That's another question, isn't it? What's the answer to that question? I mean, the answer to these questions indicate that maybe things are not so peachy keen below the top tier. At this very moment, has anybody heard of any kind of a revolt within the FBI against a rotten top tier? Any whistleblowers emerging from within the FBI? Any? Even one? Can you name that one whistleblower? I can't. And meanwhile, we have these communications going from Peter Strzok to Lisa Page and James Comey and Andy McCabe by the thousands being deleted. Then we have another FBI veteran, Robert Mueller, when asked to produce the phones on which these messages appear, they've been deleted. The messages have been deleted. The phones have been returned to the factory formatting. What? Isn't that called destruction of evidence? Isn't that a felony? Isn't each piece of destroyed evidence an additional felony count? Are we not then talking about tens of thousands of felony counts? Felonies that involve going to Rikers for 5 years? Yes, we are. So this is done with impunity. Today, I mean, this month, Bob Mueller cleaned the Strzok Page phones. When asked for them by the supposed Inspector General of the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz, who has 600 employees working for him, including hundreds of attorneys. But he can't get evidence from the evidence locker without it being destroyed. What? This is the senior law enforcement agency in the United States and in the world? How do you fix that? By putting in a new director. And this, of course, is what Donald Trump has run into in the deep state. Of course, the deep state's taken over the FBI. Of course they have. Come on, duh. Blip, 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 blip. What's the sound effect? What's the appropriate sound effect here? How about this one? Comes to mind. Yes, that's the sound effect appropriate. And all of this, and it was, how dumb do they think we are? Or how afraid do they think we are? Impermissible to defend your own people. That's not okay. Now, all of this, a complete departure from all of our history. I assure you, everybody in the audience, all of you Europeans, all, as in 100% of your European ancestors, were proud of their people, every single one of them. And they defended your people, every single one of them, for all of your ancestors' history, everyone in your family tree. They all shared that intelligent. That's what Steve King's guilty of. That's what Donald Trump is guilty of. Intelligence coupled with courage. All of your ancestors shared that. It's only in recent generations that all of this is spun on a dime, and everything that your ancestors, all of them, believed is now a crime, a thought crime, a hate crime. It's hate speech. Now, I'm just going to insert here. I don't want to go off on my Hitler rant, but let me insert here that the white nationalist movement, about which I am quite qualified to speak at length. I won't go into that. Really screwed things up for the last half century by bringing into association with the pride of our people a stupid love of Hitler. Basically contributing very much to making pride in your people a radioactive thing. Hitler is radioactive with good cause. That's the problem there. There's no good cause for making pride in our people shameful or politically incorrect. There's no good cause for that. But there is good cause for pillorying Adolf Hitler. And the white nationalist movement, well, and here's Kelso's challenge. Find me a prominent leader in the white nationalist movement who has roundly denounced Adolf Hitler. Find me that person, that speech, that YouTube, that video, that book, and I'll send you $100. I'll put it in an envelope and send it to you, and I'll proudly make the award to you and under any name you want, anonymous, otherwise, whatever. The reason I offer that award, since I'm strapped for money, by the way, you can help this show with a contribution at James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. Because I'm strapped, I'm able to make that award because I know you can't find that speech, that book, or that video. I've looked for it for 20 years. I haven't found it, and I've been looking from inside. So I haven't found that person either. Just in personal conversation that is not transcends and goes way beyond what's available in the public record. So you take the most hated man in history, deservedly so, and you make him the poster boy for being proud of yourself as a white man, and you have really screwed up. You have really messed up the situation. And that's what but Steve King is not part of that. Donald Trump is not part of that. But they're being tarred and feathered with that. And it works. So people like Steve King and Donald Trump represent a breakout. Donald Trump's election in 2016 is the big breakout where the old love of our people that was there long before Adolf Hitler was ever a gleam in his daddy's eye. That old traditional pride of our people in ourselves is what Donald Trump has brought back to life. And starting from scratch and not building on anything white nationalism did, doing all of this in spite of white nationalism. So anyway, so we have those headlines. Let me go to, let's see, we got some callers here. John in Missouri. Boy, I love you, John. And Richard in Texas. Dr. Kelly in Georgia and Texas. Oh, my God, they're piling up on me here. Let's go. We'll start here. Engineer, I'm going to go in reverse order with apologies to everybody in the queue. John in Missouri, you're on first.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Hey, the FBI's been dirty for a long, long time. That's nothing new. I mean, J. Edgar was as dirty a guy as there ever was. He had dossiers on everybody. He spied on people. I mean, he just wasn't a very good guy.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a very good point, John. It's very authoritative. It's unquestionably true that J. Edgar Hoover was dirty as hell. very compromised. His lover, what's his name? A man named Tolson, maybe, if I'm remembering. But if somebody in the audience may remember. He was compromised with his homosexual affair that he was running for his whole life. He himself was easily blackmailed by the mob and by anybody who knew about this. And he was a dirty player. Hoover was a dirty player. He was not a patriot. So that's the start. And Hoover is right in on the foundation level of the creation of the LARP. Yeah, I mean, he built the thing.
Exactly, James. I mean, they're just... The apple don't fall far from the tree. That's all that happened. I don't see them as being anything good. And I don't mean to keep... Everybody wants to talk, so I'll let them talk. I appreciate you letting me say what I had to say.
Well, John, but thank you. Before you go, thank you for bringing lengthening our historical perspective on this. That's right. And, of course, it is a basic principle in organization that if you have something that's so totally rotten that you can't go in there and clean it up. You just got to tear it down and start over, wouldn't you say?
I don't know how they're going to do it, but I think it's a mess. And
yes.
It's not new. The point I was getting at was it's nothing new. Anyway.
Yeah, and anybody that's good that's in the current organization can reapply and submit their application and be put in an honorable, patriotic, police organization as part of the United States government.
Exactly, James. I might get off the phone so others can talk. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John. Let's go again in reverse order. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Kelso? I'll be quick. Yeah, today is Martin Luther King's birthday, so once again, another decade is going to go by, 5 decades so far, and Jesse Jackson is still free, even though he was the minister who helped set Martin Luther King up to be shot, and they had a secret trial. Cynthia McKinney has done it, will work on it. She's even had hearings on it, along with William Peppers. I don't know if you guys remember him, but... Senator Frank Church had hearings on it. So Jesse Jackson still walks the streets. Every show that I call that has a black host on it, I try to let them know about it, people like Armstrong Williams and others, and they never want to talk about it. They kind of divert the discussion off to something else. So anybody out there who wants to investigate that, it's all over YouTube. They had even Dick Gregory covered. Dick Gregory has a series on it. So Jesse Jackson is still running around free, guilty of... being an accomplice to the murder of Martin Luther King Jr.
Speaking of funerals, Richard, do you know who Yolanda Adams is, the gospel singer?
I was hoping you were talking about her. Yeah, I know about her.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the funeral for Aretha Franklin?
I sure did. It was embarrassing.
Well, of course. Well, there were parts of it that were, I'm not talking about, every single person. But here's what I'm just putting this out there to the audience. Let me tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yolanda Adams, who is maybe the greatest gospel singer alive, she sang the song Mary, Don't You Weep with a huge choir behind her. And you've got to watch the YouTube of Yolanda Adams singing Mary, Don't You Weep. I'm going to do something real quick here. Hang on with me, Richard, because this is important. This is such beautiful stuff that people want to listen to it. I listen to this constantly. Yolanda Adams has a voice that is unbelievable. Let me just go to it here. I'll type in Aretha Franklin funeral. I'm just searching on YouTube, and then I type in Yolanda. So if you don't know who she is, folks, Yolanda Adams. Here it is. I will play it right now for you. And listen, you probably will miss some of with my audio setup here, but listen to this. Where is it? It's coming up here. And she sings with, equally brilliant in the singing, is Bishop Paul S. Morton. And that's another great singer you want to become familiar with. But the two of them together, this is really one of the greatest gospel deliveries I've ever heard. What in the world happened to it? Come on, don't tell me they took it off of YouTube. I'll be right back with it, folks. Don't go away. Stay with us, Richard. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist it just to earth. I'm this case of my set. Mixtures.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Hey, that's Earl Haggard. He is the greatest in country music. And I just for a second, pausing for a moment of artistic brilliance and inspiration, Bishop Paul Morton, and Yolanda Adams, two of the greatest gospel singers alive, singing together on Mary Don't You Weep at Aretha Franklin's funeral. And this is just a piece of art. And there's a huge, beautiful choir behind them of way more than 100 people. But just listen for just a moment to this. My audio can't capture that. There's so much going on here. This little microphone and these speakers can't possibly portray it. But you want to give yourself a treat. Watch the Yolanda Adams, Bishop Paul Morton duet with this huge choir singing Mary Don't You Weep at Aretha Franklin's funeral. But anyway, you mentioned, Richard, that subject. And so I just wanted to bring that little piece of art there. And Richard, thank you for calling in.
Hey, I just wanted to squeeze one more point in if I can. It's about sure. The Black Boule, the people who keep these secrets so sacred. Because if we don't look into the Black Boule, those are the NAACP, Urban League, and all the other groups, Southern Poverty, you name it, the ones you see on CNN, they're the ones who have kept the secret that Jesse Jackson was intricately involved. And if we don't look into the Black Boule, we won't know how they've been able to keep this secret. Because Jesse's the greatest betrayer of our people. Because remember, he went on the run for president later on. And he was even at Martin Luther King's 50th, when the day that they celebrated the 50th day of his death, Jesse Jackson was one of the guest speakers. So this lie continues.
Well, Richard, let's go to an even, if I may, an even bigger lie, which is that liberals are the friend of Black Americans. That's an even bigger lie. Hang on, Richard, because we're both going to run out of time here. In every sense, but the lie there is that Black America was befriended by liberals and so on. Donald Trump is the friend of Black America. And Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee can explain that, and he has explained that. Because Donald Trump, for instance, what is the biggest threat to prosperity for Black Americans? It's the immigration invasion, which is destroying Black communities and destroying work prospects for Black Americans all across the country. Well, thank you, Richard. My apologies to everybody that didn't get in on the show tonight, but we'll resume tomorrow. Rain checks to everybody. We'll see you then.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I could use this about 5 years ago. And I had some Jesse Jackson heart failure. And you've fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.